from now. A child would find something in the sand. He'll ask, who were they? Where did they come from?
And this old house will be just a trace of color in the dust.
Molecules beyond the life of rust.
2,000 years from now,
they'll pick up a signal in the night, and they'll ask, what is it? Where did it come from?
A distant star reflecting something they call AM radio.
Some long forgotten grand old Opry show.
2,000 years from now, gone will be our footprints and our faces, all of our possessions lost in time. But found will be the love that lives for ages, forever in the blood we leave behind. 2,000 years from now. From then,
a young man will turn to his father, and he'll ask, who am I? Where did I come from?
And he'll say, son, from a long line of people just like you,
who walked this earth and never even.
2,000 years from now,
a child would find something in the sand.
Gone will be our footprints and our faces, all of our possessions lost in time. But found will be the love that lives for ages, forever in the blood we leave behind. 2,000 years from now. 2,000 years from now. 2,000 years from now.
There you are, folks. Not only have we heard the first song live from the album called 2,000 Years From Now, we've also heard one song, but we've got a whole pile more to go because we need to talk a little bit more about the album. So Patsy, while David's sitting down and getting the guitar all settled down, the album is fairly mixed. Have you got it some upbeat and some downbeat, some ballads, or how have you mixed it?
I think it's really eclectic. We have up-tempo, we've got gospel, we've got ballads, mid-range songs, love songs.
We've got some blues.
Blues, we've got a bit of country blues there. Yeah, so I think we've covered nearly everything, I think, John.
Was this a thing that you worked on, or is it just, it just happened?
It just evolved. We just love those songs.
Yeah, we just picked the songs that we really loved out of probably, we went through over 2,000 songs.
Yes.
So it was just a good mix that came out of that bunch of songs that we really liked.
2,000 songs, 200 CDs.
I can tell you, it was a nightmare of a thing to do, really, because it was amazing actually listening to all of the songs that were, and wonderful songwriters that submitted stuff to us, from England and from the States. The majority of the stuff has come from America, but. And everywhere.
It was so funny because there's obviously a style that is consistent in certain parts of the world, yeah. In country music, and we could always tell when something had come from the UK.
It sounded like the Beatles.
Because it was just had this Beatles sort of sound running, theme running through it.
It really did. It was interesting, actually.
But
yeah.
If you listen to the song that you just sang, and we listened to the one earlier, you wouldn't really pick it as Americanized, really, because the sound is still very, very much Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Was this part and parcel of the way that you interpreted the music, or was this a strong thing that you had to work on?
No, this was just pretty much our own interpretation of the songs. We weren't trying to sound like anybody else. We just listened to them, we liked them, and then we adapted them in our own sort of style. And we thought that we were leaning slightly towards, putting an American accent or slant on some of the songs, but the producer said, exactly the opposite. He said, I can really hear that Aussie accent
that
in
Aussie accent
that in everything that you're doing here, and
okay.
He thought it was great.
All right, yeah, I think so too, and I think that when do you anticipate having the album ready to go?
We're going to have the album ready to go by April. Everything will be done and ready to launch by April. And I think the launch on CRS is on the 28th of April. That's when that release will be happening with our single, Latter Day Cowboy.
Are you going to do a live launch, though? Are you going to go somewhere and do a live launch?
Yeah.
And where are you going to do that?
We're doing several live launches, actually, but one of them, the big one, we'll have to do... we're actually heading up to Tamworth in April. To do a launch up there, but we'll be doing one locally before we probably
get
there.
We'll probably have a launch down at the Pirates Tavern or something like
something
that.
All right,
well, let me know when you do, and we'll let everybody know and see if we can get a few people to come down.
That'd
be
great.
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
All right, well, look, I thank you very much for coming and joining us today, and stay in and help me do some more announcing. But I thought what we might do is we might finish off. We're going to actually play another song, which is something that I normally don't play more than one, or if I'm interviewing two, but we're going to actually make it three. Having a look at this, I thought we might try track 8, Just One Moon. Do you think that would be the one to do, or should we actually do your own song?
I think Just One Moon's a great song because it's Valentine's Day,
I think
John.
Just because it's Valentine's Day, I think
it's a
romantic song.
Yeah. It is.
And you two are romantics?
Well, Patsy keeps saying I am.
I think he is.
You think he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Purely because of the songwriting,
What comes out.
What comes out.
All right. Okay, well, look, thank you both very much for joining us here, right here on 979 FM. And, yes, you've heard it first, right here on the West's Best Country. And we're going to play track 8. It's called Just One Moon.